picnic last night in Tucson. I sang them a country song. Missed my plane this morning, Lord, 'cause we partied all night long.
Well, I spent the night in Tucson last night, but I didn't do no partying. I was in bed by 9 o'clock. But like I say, we are sharing the motel with a lot of people that are here for the Herpetological and Reptile Show. And is that a politically incorrect question to ask?
No, I think it's a good question to ask. You don't know what you know, there might be some monster under the bed.
I mean, oh, there could be anything in there, right? I mean, there were vans parked in the parking lot. I mean, with reptiles and monsters parked all over the side. I thought, you know, I got the EBGBs here.
You should. Snakes don't make a bump in the night.
Oh, that's right. They're very silent killers. Hey, we're here with Tim Charlie, the Renewable Energy Technical Specialist from TEP. And I have got the TEP website open. You've got the live solar and wind, track our renewable energy in real time. You've got the meter up, and you guys are churning that renewable generation right now.
Yes, we are.
Y'all doing a good job here this morning.
It'll crank up a little more today, and we'll see what we can get.
Tell me how y'all are generating this renewable energy.
So a lot of it is solar, just some grid-scale solar, some residential solar, some commercial solar. We do have community solar, and there's also, right now there's 9.1 megawatts of wind, and we've got a little bit of hydro in there. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Y'all have on the conventional fossil fuel plants, you've got the coal up in St. John's, mm-hmm. right? Y'all have any natural gas generators?
Yeah, I think most of the power we get now is natural gas.
And that pipes into big generators? And
and then it generates, puts into the grid. We supply power to a lot of Tucson, and then we sell some to Navapache, I think wherever there's a need, and we can sell some energy, we'll do it.
So you're buying this energy. It's a peculiar thing about electricity because there's nothing to do with the unused electricity you have.
It has to be generated and consumed at the same time.
It does. It's instantaneous. You're constantly reading and anticipating by nanoseconds how much consumption is going to come online for you to kind of like throttle up
yep.
and then throttle down.
Yep.
We were talking about on-peak and off-peak and how responsible it is for our Arizona homeowners to start buying off-peak. Move your consumption off-peak.
I agree. It's a good move.
And y'all help folks do that. By some of the propositions, propositions are a bad word to use here in the election series, but some of the campaigns a bad word to use in the elections, some of the programs that y'all offer to help people get a little bit more efficient in their purchasing.
They change all the time. So I'd recommend calling up the CSRs and asking what they have. They may send you to a professional. Check out the website. It's got stuff there for duct blast or testing, duct sealing, air conditioning checkups, thermostats, you know, all the things you can use to use less electricity. We're here to help.
And our good friend Tony from Temp Control of Tucson just walked up. Tony, what's the leakage rate on air conditioning systems when y'all go check homes? How many homes have you checked have no duct leakage? Big percentages of leakage. That's all right, Roman. I didn't want to get him too much. But Tony's here from Temp Control, and he does the duct sealing. He does the air conditioning repair replacement. TEP offers a program that helps you get your duct sealed. I can tell you that probably 100% of the homes I've been in my 50 years of remodeling had duct leakage.
Yeah.
100% of the homes have duct leakage. It's the amount we try and...
Over 50%
of the homes have more than 25% duct leakage. So y'all have a program that will help homeowners seal those ducts.
Yeah. It's a... Oh, I'm gridlocked here. Yeah, but yeah, there's a program there. Call up and... or actually go online. And there are participating vendors or HVAC companies that come out and do that.
Yep.
And as long as it's a participating contractor, they can seal your ducts and get some type of rebate.
Now, folks, if 50% of the homes have more than a 25% leakage, I'm telling you, that means 25% of your air conditioning bill in the middle of the summer is going to air condition your attic and your outdoor neighborhood.
Yep, yep.
25% of your air conditioning bill is being completely and totally wasted.
Yep. And if you went from a swamp cooler to an air conditioner and didn't duct
change
seal,
howdy. We'll come back and talk a little bit more in detail about that, as well as some of the other programs you've got right here. We're talking with Tim Charlie, the Renewable Energy Technical Specialist for TEP, and I will have a statement on Prop 127 at the end of this hour.